Okay, good morning, Masechet Horayot Daf Tet, and that's the Tet, ninth day of the Omer. Okay, on the Amud. So, we are busy in the middle of the Sugya. We asked, so we had a new answer to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? So he said that the reason why the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach are Patur, said Rabbi Yossi Aglili, V'Nasi Kedot V'Enti Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ein chavin hashmiat kol v'abitus v'atam al tumat mikdash u'kdoshav. V'nasich ha'yotzei bahem. So the answer here was, what was the answer at the end? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer, ne'emar, lo tagir yado v'ne'emar lo tasig yado, mi sheba'a lidei aniyut v'ashirut. Okay, therefore yatza nasi u'mashiach she'ein ba'in lidei aniyut. Okay, interesting as far as the Gemara is concerned, the ani and the kohen ha'mashiach both have to be rich. We'll see just now in a second exactly what the Makor is. So therefore they would be exempt because they aren't in this category of becoming poor. So therefore, the idea of a varying korban doesn't apply to them. Okay, much like this, nasi. What's the makor for nasi? Where do we know that nasi, right, has to be rich? So look at Rashi there. She'ein al gabav shum adon. You see that there? Because mm-hmm. Look at the pasuk says, dichtiv v'asa echat mikol mitzvot Hashem Elohav. So Hashem is his Elohav. He's his Elohim. Right? So he says, Mi she'en al gabav, ela Hashem Elohav. He's called Nasi Elohav. There's nobody else but Hashem above him. In other words, he's the boss, and above him is only God. Okay? And Mashiach, where do you know Mashiach from? Dichtiv, Vakohen ha-gadol me'echav. Okay, the Kohen who's greater than his brothers. Right? Shehu gadol me'echav. That's the pasuk. Ha-gadol ha-gadol me'echav. Shehu gadol me'echav. Right? And what's he gadol in? Shugadol me'echav benoi, he's been looking. Bechoach, he's stronger. Bechochma, he's cleverer. Uve'osher. Okay, and he is wealthier. Now, that's a Kohen gadol me'echav. That's the Kohen gadol. Kohen gadol has to be richer, smarter, brighter. In the runner's rule book, there's a rule, runner's rule book, rule 101. There'll always be somebody faster than you. Notice there isn't a word fast in here. The Kohen can never be the fastest, right? There's always somebody faster than you, right? So, Acherim Omrim. Now, it's interesting who this Acherim is, right? Now, if you remember, we saw in Rashi a couple of days, when we had that Tosfot, actually. There was, in Arias was end of Sanhedrin, at the end of Sanhedrin. End of Avodah Zorah, We had that Tosfot where we said we had Yesh Omrim and we had Acherim. We said that Acherim is normally Rabbi Meir. I mean, that sugya, it was difficult because there was Rabbi Meir and Acherim in the Mishnah. Remember that? But Acherim is Rabbi Meir, right? So Acherim Omrim, which is quite interesting that here he's brought as Acherim. Because in the last few dapim, we've been quite free in quoting Rabbi Meir. Even said we proved the Mishnah as Rabbi Meir, we had Rabbi Meir in all the machlokot, we never had Acherim. Suddenly the Gemara brings him as Acherim, yeah? Right? Acherim Omrim, minayin shim ein lo. Now we just learned a second ago that the Kohen Gadol. Is my microphone on? I give out. The microphone was off. I think it's still recording. Yeah. We learned that a second ago that the Kohen Gadol has to be Gadol Me'echav. So Acherim says, Minayin Shem Ein Lo Gadlehu Mishelachav. If he isn't richer than his brothers, we take money from his brothers. No, we're not saying that who Ashir. We're just saying that we're not defining the Kohen as no. In Pirkei Avot, we're saying what's the definition of a rich person? Mm-hmm. We're saying somebody who's happy with his lot.
Maybe this is what it means as well.
Nah, please. No, please. It's pashut pshat. We're talking about being able to lotagir yadov and yemav lotzig yadov. He can't afford to buy something. And physically, mamash can't afford to buy something. But I think in answer to Manny's question here we're not defining the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't represent for us the definition of wealth. It just has to be a rich person. Not saying that they can't be richer than him. With the Nasi, we say that he hasn't got anybody above him. With a Kohen, we're not saying he has to be the richest. He has to be richer than his brothers. I think. But I mean, yeah, it's
correct. He also has to buy Kabbalahs, no?
He has to buy money. But he gets lots of money then. I mean, the Kohen Gadol became rich also not only because of, he never only had to arrive rich. In the end, he gets matanot. How do the Kohanim will become rich? Look at those excavations around the old city. You see the Kohanim all living in these big fancy houses. The Kohanim were rich. Even though they never had an achuzah.
I mean,
They worked very hard. They worked a week a year or 2 weeks a year. They worked very hard.
You need to work.
That is proof that you don't have to work hard to be rich. You're right. You have to work hard. That's proper proof. Some guys work in with a pickaxe the whole day, beating up stone, and they're poor. Other guys...
God determines the time of Shana, no matter how hard.
Exactly. That's a pshat. It comes from God. God decides if you're rich or not going to be rich. Okay. So minayin she'enu gadol mishlechav, Talmud Omar, v'kohen hagadol me'echav. Pasuk says, right? Asher yutzak harosho, how do you explain it? Gadlehu me'echav. From his brothers. Take it from his brothers. There's no Rashi on that. Okay. So that he's not susceptible to any influence, that can't be bribed. Didn't you hear the interview? I'm sidetracking now completely, but the interview with Bennett on the TV. Yeah. Exactly what Bennett said. They were talking about the corruption and the prime minister all taking bribes, etc., etc., etc. So Bennett said, look, you know, I only went into politics after I'd sold 2 companies for $250 million. He says, so I don't need their money. You know, when you don't need the money, you don't need the money. Okay. Bar minay ravina mi rav nachman bar yitzchak. You heard that interview, yeah? That's quite okay. Bar minay ravina mi rav nachman bar yitzchak. Nasi shinistareya mahu. Now we've got an interesting situation. Now the question, Rashi frames the question, look at Rashi, the very first narrow lines. It's nasi shinistareya, and nasi that gets tzara'at. Mamash, this week's parsha, all this took him from this week's parsha, right? from forgets tzara'at. He says, now, Le Rabbi Yirmiyah ul Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If you look back quickly, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's interesting how he says ul Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because look at the Amud Bet, yesterday's Amud. It said, El Taimed Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mehacha. What's his source, Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The Tani Hara Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer. See that? Rabbi Yossi Aglili brought a bride to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he puts them together, right? The avar minasiuto she'en ra'u liot melech kishu mitzorah. Interesting, huh? I never knew that. A king who's got tzara'at can't be a king. Okay? K'lamina nakam b'parik bet. We'll see it tomorrow's daf in daf yud. Va'inga Hashem et ha'melech v'hi mitzorah. He got tzara'at ad yomoto v'yeshe v'beit ha'chofshit. And he went to the holiday home, right? Right, the holiday home. His dacha. The mashma she'nasa chofshi b'malchuto. See that? Beit ha'chofshit. The free house. He's like free from being king. Havdil, you know, the previous pope sits in his own little house there in the Vatican. Right? Right? So he says, now, what's the story? This Nasi Shinistareya. What's the story? Mahu. Mid Chedachi or Miftar Pati. Now, if you look at Rashi, if you look quickly in Rashi, if you look at the middle of Rashi, there's a Lamed Aleph. You see that it says Lishna Achrina. There are two ways to learn this Gemara. Right, Rashi brings two lashonot. When we say on the one hand, mitche dachi or miftar patir, is he nitche? Right, in other words, he's not only the king, but he retains the rights of the king, or is he patur now from being a king? You can learn mitche nitche a patur either way. Either one could be: is he still got the rights, or has he got the rights? Rashi brings two different lashonot. In other words, does he still retain his rights, and just like he was king, he has the same halachas as king? Or not? That's the question. Amalei. So he answers him, right? Because this is Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to Ravina, Dilach or the Gaza? Who's paying for the guy's korban? What are you worried about? Is he using your money or is he using his money? Okay, that's the bottom line of the question. Look at Rashi there. Mimai kvit nechui veila itui korban kishtarei. What are you worrying about if he brings a korban or not? Mimamon shelcha or mimamon de Gaza dide? Who's paying? Haveomer migaze didei hu de baili atuye. It's to bring the korban with his own money. The chayvan de migaze didei ke baili atuye. It's just bring from his own money. Am tulachi patru le gamre mi korban olev yored. He's still patru le korban olev yored. Why? Tachi kam rabbi yirmi rabbi yosti. What did they say? Yatsa nasiu mashiach. He's excluded. Why? She'ein ba'ini da anir. Because he's become poor. And then in fact he's got tzara'at. So ha nasi shidim tzara'at. Nami. And nobody actually doesn't change his wealth. Doesn't give up his money because he got tzara. He's still a rich guy. He still stays rich, right? The gazi didei kiniktani kai. His wealth stays hilchach patur legamrei. That's Rav Nachman's answer to Ravina. What are you worried about? If it's a question of him affording it or not affording it, he's still got the money. He doesn't give up all his money because he's suddenly removed from being king or queen because he has tzara. Okay. Natan Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says like this: Mashiach patur mikulan. Mashiach is part from all these korbanos. Remember we had at the beginning, remember we saw the Rashi the other day in the Mishnah, and Rashi specified there that this halacha, remember that we had in the Mishnah, he mentioned the Rashi that the halacha wasn't necessarily like it because we're going to see a machloket later. Rabbi Akiva has a difference of opinion. Remember that? This is the thing that Rabbi Akiva now. Rabbi Akiva says over here, got a brighter, right? Rabbi Akiva says, Mashiach patur mikulam. Look at Rashi quickly. Mikorban olev yored. In all the korbanot of olev yored. Anytime it's korban olev yored, which we said were three things, right? Was shmiach kol bitui svatayim and tumat migdash, right? דכתיב זה קורבן אהרון ובנה ביום משחתו, אשרית היפה, דהיינו חביתי כהן משיח, דחביתין באה לא חובה, ואין אחרת באה לו. Only that one. אשרית היפה, רשי says, עולה ויורד, לא באה לו חובה, לא לא חובה. הילכך פטור מכולה, מעולה ויורד. Anything is going to be whatever he's patur from. ונקמן, דמיפר לא פטר בקיבה. בקיבה didn't extreme from a par. Only from Hialem, from Olevi Ored. Right? We can introduce the Tabra, we give Mishum, the Olevi Ored, who the Ma'amit, the Kilichtiv, the Korban Aron, Amipar, Lomiat. Okay. So now we give says he's Patur. Amarava, my time, we give this reason. Amarkra, Ze Korban Aron Uvanav. Okay. Zo, this Korban Aron Uvanav, Ba'achovalo. Ba'inacherit Ba'achovalo. Okay. So it's a specific Korban, it's not any others. In other words, even though Aaron did bring a Mincha, it was a specific mincha. It wasn't born as a mincha because he couldn't afford anything else. Right? It was a mincha specific. Maybe Gemara says no. Maybe when the Torah excluded Aaron over there, it was midalei dalut. Right? It was because we got two different categories here. So the Gemara wants to make a distinction. We said that a poor guy brings a mincha, and not such a poor guy can bring birds. A guy's got money, he has to bring an animal. So we see three layers, right? So you've got rich, let's call it, middle class, and poor. The Gemara uses the term dalei dalut and dalut. Dalei dalut means very poor. Dalut is only not rich, right? So maybe no. Maybe when he says over here, what does he say? Hold on, that's my place. The Torah excluded the Kohen, right, from only from Midalei Dalut, from the very, very poor. And that's just the Mincha. But maybe he's still got to vary between a Keves and a Dav, right? No. The pasuk specifically says he must bring him, he does his chatat from one of these. Hamitchaper ba'achat, mitchaper ba'kulan. Those who can use one can use all. V'she'em mitchaper ba'achat, em mitchaper ba'kulan. Those who can't choose is patur from all of them. Doesn't work, you can pick and choose. Either you chayev in the din of olev yored, or you patur in the din of olev yored across the board. Well, if that's the case, ela mi'ata, dichtiv ayaki yesham lechat mi'ayle. And we had the pasuk, we saw this pasuk yesterday. Right, this pasuk over here, I'm sorry, my eyes are starting to look like this. Vayaki yesham lachat mi'ele, vitvada shechata. So this pasuk over here, when he was chayev in Hashem, right? So it says, hachinami, the kolam mitchayev ba'achat, mitchayev ba'kulam, em mitchayev ba'achat, em mitchayev ba'kulan. Remember we spoke about the idea that you patur from Hashem. He said, Alma, he said, Alami, that was a case. If so we see there that again, the Hashem, it should be across the board. Either you chayev or you patur. So Alama Tana, why do we learn in our Mishnah, right? We learned it just yesterday, in our Mishnah over here. Look what it says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hanasi chayev ba'kulan, chutz mishmiat hakol, she'amelech lo dan v'lo dinoto, lo me'il v'lo medinoto. Right, the Nasi. Right, so why was he excluded from one? We see it there from the three different things. Nonetheless, there was Shmiat Kobi Tus Fatayim and Olev Tumat Migdash. He said that the Nasi, because he said Nasi Chayv, all of them except Shmiat Kov, right? And that was there. And Rabbi Akiva said, Nasi Chayv, Rabbi Akiva, right? Chutz Mishmiat Kov. There we see that nonetheless, the Mishnah did say that he's Chayv in one of them. So Abaye, Rabbi Amitravai, they came to explain why. Me'echat Mashrei. Le'achat lo mashrei. It's a separate limud here. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva learns the halacha of me'achat. He has the drosh of the pasuk me'achat, but not le'achat. Right? So the Gemara is like this. Umay shnai me'achat mashmelei. Why does he learn me'achat? He says, the mashmalei, the kat v'rachman lebesof, gabe asirit ha'efa. At the end of the whole paragraph of all these things, this was like the last pasuk that he wrote to tell us what? The chol de mechayev ba'asirit ha'efa mechayev b'kulam. That whoever's chayev in the asirit ha'efa, and that was the coin, by the way. The isa lach mechayev ba'achar af bish'em mechayev b'kulam. Nikhtavei lahay mechayev b'ele b'dalut inami ba'ashirut. Okay, I'll be honest with you, I'm 100% sure exactly how that limud works, to be 100% honest with you. But he seems to imply over here that, and I'm not going to actually can't even see what I'm reading. Hold on. Look at Rashi there, Midalut, right?
Victorian.
Where's that Rashi? Right? Hilcha, Inami Bashir. Lahai Machat Midalut, Betorin Ubrayona. Inami Bashir, the Hainu Kevis Osira, Elamidikat Rachman Bachat, Gabe Asir Taifa. He said, like this, the Ein Mitchaye Basirit Taifa. You exclude completely. Hilchach patur mashiach mikulan. The coins exclude completely. For em nichaper basher taifa dichtiv zekuban en achir ba ochova. That would be with regard to the coin. And Nasi seems to be a little bit different over here. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not actually sure why now. Completely missed this whole subject. Anybody got an idea? Just help me quickly here. What's going on? Because I'm completely lost. Right?
It's the same.
What about this Nineh Rechman Lahai Mechat Bedlup at Torim Rayona? Dana, it's clear. Dana. I'm sorry. Completely lost me. Okay. Call me much better up. Okay, no, I don't understand why
though.
Okay, it's clear. I don't know. Hayachid mevi kisba usyana. You can see this Mishnah is a little bit slightly different than we learned up until now. In fact, I made a chart yesterday. This will get into a brighter. A brighter goes a little bit to town here, but we'll try and find it in a second. Mishnah says, Kol ha-mitzvot sheba Torah, all the mitzvahs, shechavin al zadon karet, v'ashkatan chatat, hayachid mevi kisba usyana. That's pashut. Okay, we know that's halacha. Whenever there's a you chay over in an Aveira, it would have been chay of karet and zado and shogeg, but at shogeg you bring a korban chatat. And Vahanasi brings a sa'ir. We learned that as well, right? Up until now, we've seen clear. We spoke about it a lot the other day. The Nasi brings a sa'ir. He's like a yachid, the same considerations, except his korban is different. And the Mashiach, the korban, the Kohen Mashiach, right, and Beitin, they both bring a par. Okay? That we've learned, Pashut. And so too with its idol worship, Hayachid, Va'anasi, Va'hamashiach, all of them bring a Seira, a female goat, and Beitin brings a par and a Seira. We learned this as well, right? We've seen this as well plenty of times. The Beitin brings a bull and a male goat. Now, a par le'ola and a Seira le'chatat. One, the par goes for the ola, they burn it completely, and the Seira is a chatat. Now, when there's an Asham Talui, right? Remember we said an Asham Talui, then you weren't sure if you had been over on the Aveira or not, the Yachid.
Didn't we have something where it's not that you're not sure, but there's like a higher chance that it's most likely you did. Well, be Aveira. We had that in the Gemara a few days ago.
What, when Hashem Talui?
Yeah, where it's more likely than not.
Yeah.
Who remembers that?
Yeah. Don't remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had an Hashem Talui 2 days ago. We spoke about Asham Talui, and we said that in Asham Talui, they were patra in Asham Talui. Well, right? The Beitin was patra. But I thought it was a safek. I didn't even, okay, maybe. Let's see if you can find anything. Asham Talui, Hayachid Vanasi Chayavin, Umashiach Ubeitin Prun. We learned the other day as well. Right? Look at Rashi there very quickly. Asham Talui. At the beginning of our parak, look at the beginning of the parak, Robert. Dichtiv b'asham talui v'chiper hakohen al shkigato asher shagag, right? Where the coin there says that he was doing kapara on his shogeg asher shagag. Remember, we had a double barreled shogeg. Mi shechato ushkigato shave. In other words, that was not an oleva yore. That's how we exempted the coin Mashiach. There. Remember, we said in the Mishnah. It was the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, the first Mishnah of the Perek. We said there.
Zayin Amud Aleph.
Thank you. Zayin Amud Aleph. Very beginning, the body of the Amud. We had the Hora b'fnei atzmo v'asa b'fnei atzmo mitchaper b'fnei atzmo Hora v'atzibur. Now the Zayin or Vav? Vav a bit, huh? Was Zayin Amud Aleph, Ira?
That's what Rashi says.
Rashi is Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, Rashi, he says it. Hashem Telu, here we are. It was Friday's daf. It was Shabbos' daf. Tobin Ravi Kriva Hatoshechata. Ein mevi Hashem Telu. Here we are. Par. Amar Mar. Mashiach bepar. The Ein mevi Hashem Telu. It's been Ali. The Ein mevi Hashem Telu. Dichti. Vechber Lava Kohen. Al Shkigato. She Shagag. Mi Shechato. Vishkigato. Shave. Yatza Mashiach. She Ein Shkigato. Vechato. Shave. Dichti. Hashmat Ha'am. Just stam. It wasn't really relevant. That was the whole sugya that we learned over there. Okay, right? Hashem vadai. When it's an Hashem vadai, when we had an Hashem vadai, that's the certain averas where there's a lot I say without karet. You bring a korban Hashem, right? That's an Hashem vadai. So in a case like that, we said ayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach all chayavim u'beitim tumim. Find it, David.
It's to do with the chilev.
Okay, I don't know what. Okay, we're fine. Okay, Hashem Vadai. Tichtiv Hashemot ve'im Nefesh. Remember, that was Im Nefesh. Then we said that the Yachid, Im Nefesh applies to all Yachidim. We said that the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, they're all Yachidim. They're all individuals. So therefore, they're all in the picture. Vaidan el, en chavin ela al davar shlo karet v'shkotu chatat. V'asham ala en shkiyato chatat. We said that v'chen Mashiach. We had that Mishnah there. We said, V'asham Vadai en shkiyato chatat. And then we said, v'chen Mashiach. As Rashi mentions here, because it's a bit of a steer here. Are you with me? This is, I know I'm rushing through this quickly because we're running out of time, but this is very important. We got a bit of a steer here in our case. We said over here, Hashem Vadai Hayachid Vanasi Vamashiach Hayavim. We learned the other day, right, in Davchet Amud Aleph. We had on Chet Amud Aleph, we had that the Mashiach. That Mashiach was patur from Hashem Vadai. We had a Mashiach was patur. Where were those Mishnahs? We said v'chein Mashiach. Ein beitin chavin ad she yuru b'davar shlo karet v'shkirato chatat v'chein ha-Mashiach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And therefore, it only is, so the Mashiach is, it would have to be a Zadon. That's when they chayev, when it's a Shogeg and Mazid story, not in Hashem Vadai. So how come we saying over here that the Mashiach is chayev? So Rashi explains. Look at this Rashi, follow me. It says, V'hadit na le'el ein chayvin ela al davar shlo karet v'shlo chatat. V'Hashem Vadai ein shkirato chatat. There's no Shogeg chatat on Hashem Vadai. So the coin should be patur. So says Rashi, Hachi mashma v'chein Mashiach. The Gabe Hashem Vadai, par hu de lo yavi. That's what the Mishnah meant when he said the Mashiach is patur. He's patur bringing a par, right? Aval Hashem Vadai yavi kehedyot. But he does bring the Hashem like a hedyot. He's patur bringing a par, but he's chayv in the Hashem. Okay, it's a bit of a. Rashi himself is difficult. Got a problem with the fact that there we said he's patur, here he said he's chayv. Okay, we'll see that later in the Mishnah. Now, al shmiat kol. This is the three oleva yoreds. Shmiat kol, right? That is when he's got eidut to give, and he's called to give eidut, and he doesn't give eidut. We learned that in Masechet in Shvuot. Va'al bitui svatai, we make a shvuat shav. Va'al tumat migdash ugdoshav. Those are the three averas, right? Which you chayv a koran oleva yored. Beitin pturin, completely. Right? Why beit, look at Rashi, why beitin pturin? Damalel, ein chatat zibur, ele bekvua. That when's there a chatat? Only when it's a set korban. And this is a varying korban, right? Depends on the state. Therefore, beitin apatur. Vayachid, vanasi, vahamashiach, but they are all chayev, right? Now comes a bit of a thing. They're all chayev, look at me, they're all chayev, ela, she'ein kohen gadol. Mashiach Chayev, al tumat Migdash Ugdoshav, Rabbi Shimon. He says they all Chayev except that the Kohen is exempt from the tumat Migdash. Okay? Says Rabbi Shimon. Well, Mahen Mevin, what do they bring as a Korban? Korban Levi Yored, they bring a varying korban, so it will depend if they can afford it, what they can do, etc. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hanasi Mevi Sa'ir. Rabbi Eliezer says, under all circumstances, the Nasi doesn't bring a varying korban, he brings a Sa'ir. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
King doesn't give evidence.
What?
King doesn't give evidence.
We said that the king was Patur. We're going to see a bright over here now. We're going to see a steer over here. Okay, that's why we've got this big chart in front of us. Truth be told, I actually have this up in big security, but I hope it's big enough and you can see. And I circled, basically what's relevant for us is this bottom part of the table with that circle and these two squares. Okay, we're really interested in that over there. We're going to see a bit of a steer in a second. Let me show you what I've done over here. We're going to see a brighter. The brighter talks about Hashem Talui, Hashem Vadai. There's the Yachid Nasi Mashiach Beitin. Okay? Who they Chayev Chayev Patur Patur. Hashem Vadai, Chayev, 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 Patur. Then we're going to get to these three halachos over here, is Shmiat Kol Bitus Vatayim and Kiddush and Taru Bet HaMikdash, which all three fall under the category of Olev Yored, right? And there you can see the Yachid is Chayev in all three. The Nasi is Patur in Shmiat Kol and Chayev in Bitus Vatayim and in Kiddush and Taru. That's because of your reason, Steve. Why is he Patur in Shmiat Kol? Because the Nasi doesn't give evidence, which is a stereo to our Mishnah. Then the Mashiach, the Korban Mashiach, is Chayev in Shmiat Kol and Bitus Vatayim, but Patur in Shmiat Kol. That was Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah now. He's Patur over here. That was the exception that he was Patur in. But then the Braita adds another layer to our Mishnah. The Braita, after mentioning these three things individually, mentions a general category of Olev Yored. Now these three are Olev Yored, but he mentions Olev Yored again. And he says, yeah, Chayev, Chayev, Patur. Now, if you see the Chayev, 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 in the Yachid, it all works out beautifully. He's Chayev in all three, Chayev here as well. In the Nasi, he's Patru there, but Chayev there. And this includes that. You with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the Mashiach, he's Chayev there, right? Chayev there, Patru over here, but then again he says Patru in all three. So there's a stereo here between those two and that. Here it's all Patru, so there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, so our Gemara is going to ask the question on the Kohen Mashiach, but it could actually also have asked the question on the Nasi, but doesn't. It discusses with the Kohen Mashiach why in those two over there is Chayev, and here in the general category is Patru. That Patru is a steer with those two that is Chayev. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. All right, let's look inside. Tani Rabbi Shimon Hayano Ten Klal. Rabbi Shimon now gives a klal. Kol Shayachid Ba'asham Talui. Whenever the Yachid here is Chayev in an Hashem Talui, where he might have done an Avera, according to Robert and David, depending on the level of certainty, which we're still going to see that later on, right? He says there, the Nasi Kayotsebo is also Chayev. The Mashiach Ubeitin Opturim. Okay, so that's the klal of there of Hashem Talui. Right? V'chol shehu b'Hashem Vadai, when it comes to Hashem Vadai, just like the Yachid, right? Ubi Chayev, so Nasi u'Mashiach Kayotsebehem. Nasi and Mashiach Yotzebahem and Beit Din Patur. Okay, that's the end of it there. Shmiat HaKol Ubitus Vatayim V'tumat Migdash Ugdoshav. In those three categories of Olev Yored, Beit Din Patur, over here Beit Din is always Patur on all three. Nasi U'Mashiach, the Nasi and the Mashiach are Chayavin, right? Chayav, except that Chayin Nasicha B'Shmiat HaKol. The Nasi is Patur in Shmiat HaKol, Velo Mashiach B'Tumat Migdash. And the Mashiach is Patur over here in the Migdash. Okay, so that's how it goes over there. Now, he adds a second layer, right? Kol Shehu B'Olev Yored. Nasi Chayotze Bo, right? So Nasi Chayotze Bo is like the Yachid is Chayav. U'Beitin Patur. Right? U'Beitin Patur. So what did he say? Hold on. Kol Shehu B'Olev Yored. Nasi Chayotze Bo. Mashiach u'beitin, sorry, Mashiach and beitin or patur, like I wrote over there, right? And Nasi is chayev and the Yachid is chayev. So the Gemara said like this: Haguf akashia, there's a kashia in what you're saying. Amar teshed Mashiach chayev betumat migdash ugdoshav betumat migdash ugdoshav u'pata patur. You said to me that the Mashiach is only patur over there in the migdash ugdoshav. Aval b'shmiat hakol u'bitus vatayim chayev, but you said to me there he's chayev. And then Amos safe, and then what did you say in the end? Kol shehu b'olev yored, that general category over there, nasi chayotze bo like the yachid, mashiach u'beitim pturim. So you've got a steer between those two chayv and that patur. Right? Right? Aber beschwer Jakob, but you said, I'm chayev. I'm a seven kosher, but if you're not sick, you're a Mashiach, but in Turin. Ketanim Mashiach, you're a Baitin Turin. Ma Baitin Turin, and you could have Mashiach, and you could have. So that's your Gemara's question on the Klalim of Rabbi Shimon. He says, Kashin, Ahadadei. So I'm a Huna Bereid, Rabbi Yeshua, lo Kashia. He says, no, it's not Kashia. Why? He says, Kan Bedalut, Kan Bedalei Dalut. When I said he's Patra over here, he's only Patra over here on the very extreme, right? From bringing the Seir. But if he can, but he's Chayev still, if he can range between a Keves or a Tor, that's why I said he's Chayev over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell you that's the strongest answer in the world. I'm not sure. Rabbi Shimon Savala, Rabbi Akiva Bechada. Rabbi Shimon Hodak, Rabbi Akiva Bechada. Upalilei Bechada. Remember Rabbi Akiva, look at Rashi there. Rabbi Shimon Savala, Rabbi Akiva Bechada. The Patalei LeMashiach Midalei Dalut Mizeh Korban Aruvanav. Upalilei Bechada Bedalut. Right? Did Rabbi Akiva Patalei Nami Bedalut? The Kamash Emichab Batsiyu Taifa. Because Rabbi Akiva says patur completely, he said no, he's only patur from dalei dalut, but he's still chayev over here if he can afford to bring, if he's ranging between an animal and a bird. Savalak Rabbi Akiva b'dalei dalut, the patur paligrei b'dalut. Okay, on dalut he would say he's chayev. On dalei dalut he would agree that he's patur. Right? He doesn't have to bring an. Okay. So now the Gemara carries on. In a she'ein kohen gadol chayev. Now in the klal over here that he had. He said over there in the class, sorry, in the Mishnah he said, "Ela she'ein kohen gadol Mashiach chayav al tumat migdash ugdoshav di Rabbi Shimon." Rabbi Shimon said that the baramik, the kohen, is patur on the kedushah over here, in that kedushah of the tumah and the tara of the migdash. You all with me? Everybody with me?
Sure.
Right. Amar Chizkiah, my time, Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason? Why is the kohen gadol patur from the tumah of the baramikdash? He says, "Dichtiv nichatad efshahi mitocha kahal." Right, it says that when you chayev karet mitoch hakahal. What does it mean mitoch hakahal? As a part of the nation, mishe korbano shaveh lakahal. Whoever's korbano, we already saw yesterday the concept of being yotzei on Yom Kippur from the korban of the kavim. We said the kohen gadol brings his own korban on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have kapara with the rest of the amitzol on yatzaze. She'en korbano shaveh lakahal. Look at Rashi, the Yatzar, Mashiach, She'en Kobono Shaved, Em Nichaper, B'Shel Kor Kahal, B'Kaparat Yom HaKippurim. That's what Rashi says. So his own Korban on Yom Kippur. So he wants to wait a second. Im Kain, Nasi Nami, En Kobono Shaved HaKahal. The Nasi also, he has a separate Korban. Look at Rashi there. That's on the Tosfos of Rashi still. Im Kain Nasi Nami Korban, Dehu Mevi Seir, V'Hem Nichaperim B'Par. On the general korban, not Yom Kippur. As a rule, when we said the nasi always brings a seir, when the individuals bring a keves or a seirah. Remember, the nasi is his own. We said he's the same like everybody else, just he brings a different korban. So he also has a different korban. So the more answers now. Shaveh bekaparim bekipurim. We enter in Yom Kippur, not the rest of the year. That's why we're interested in the kohen. The nasi isn't different because Yom Kippur, the nasi is part of the kahal. It was Ib Kain. Kohanim Nami, lo shavu b'kahal b'kapara de Yom HaKippurim. He says, if that's the case, then why only the Kohen Gadol? The Kohanim head your team also bring a separate Korban. They aren't part of the Am Yisrael and the Korban Yom Kippur. He says, no, Kohanim shavu l'kahal b'shar mitzvot d'shana kula. So the Gemara's going up and down. You see that? Mm-hmm. When we bring an argument on the Nasi, he says, no, we're not discussing the rest of the year, we're discussing Yom Kippur. When we bring the Kohen head, we say, we're not discussing Yom Kippur, we're discussing the rest of the year. So, okay, we try to basically prove that it's only the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, well, okay, that's the case. Mashiach Nami, Ha'ashav B'Sham Mitzvot Teshana. If you tell me that the Kohanim Shavu Lekal in the rest of the year, then why am I, if we now discuss in the rest of the year, then Kohen Mashiach, during the rest of the year, is also like Am Yisrael, right? Only Yom Kippur, he's got his own difference. The rest of the year is the same, like the other Kohanim. El Amar Rav, so therefore Rav accepts the argument, and back says, you're right. Those aren't the reasons. El Amar, what's the real reason that the Kohen Gadol is separate over here? Aymahachi. Mi shechatato shava leyachidim. Umay nihu kaha. Look at Rashi here. El Amar Rava, Aymahachi. If you can go with the beginning of the Rashi here, it's important Rashi this. It's in line with the Gemara there, down the bottom, about 5 lines from the end of the Perek. Mashiach patur mikulan. Can you see that? Mashiach patur mikulan. Just in another, Ela Amar Rava Eimahachi. Mitocha Kaal. So Rava says, what does Mitocha Kaal really mean? He sticks with his limud. that the reason he's patur is because of that pasuk that he brought, minichrata ha-nefesh ahi mitocha kahal, but he says not to do with Yom Kippur, ela mi shechato shaveh le-yechidim, whoever's korban is similar to the individuals, the mechayve bishkagot maasek ke-yechidim. He is always chayev in any korban of a mistake like the yechidim. The yechidim shechatu bishkat maaseh maiti kolchad. Remember we said that the difference between a Kohen Gadol and the Yechidim was that if Beit Din make a mistake, Behora'ah, and then in Am Yisrael make the mistake, the Beit Din brings a Korban. If the Kohen makes a mistake, Behora'ah, then he brings a Korban. If an individual makes a mistake without Hora'ah, just B'shogeg, he brings a Korban. We said the Kohen Gadol, if he makes a mistake without Hora'ah, he's patur from a Korban. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. The Kohen is not like a Yachid in terms of a regular Korban, not with Hora'ah. That's what he says here. Uman Yachidim Kahal, Techichatu Kahal Beshkiat Ma'asil Echudei, on their own, below Halem Davar, without the mistake of the teaching, Maitu Kochat Korban. Now, Dotan Hashaveli Yachidim Davar Zeh, people who are similar to those, who the Mechayveh Betumat Midrash Shveh, those are the guys who are Chayev when it comes to having the Inyan Yah of Tumat Migdash Ukdoshav. Yatza Mashiach, that excludes the Kohen, She'ein Chet'o Shaveh Yachid. Why? Techichata Bishkat Maaseh Belo Halem Davar. When he makes a mistake without having learned the Lorom Halocha, just about a mistake, Patur Legamrei. Okay, that's the end of that Sugikah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaNasim V'si. Now, back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah now, Rabbi Eliezer said over there, HaNasim Mevi, could we say, what did they bring? Umam Mevi'in? The Tanakhama said, Korban Olev Yored. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, the Nasi, always on those, he doesn't have an Olev Yored. With him, even though it's for Shmiat Kol, okay, Shmiat Kol is Patruf, but Bitus Vatayim and Tumat Migdash, he will bring a Sa'ir, not a Korban, a varying Korban. Okay, that's what we're up to now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan now fine-tunes what Rabbi Eliezer said. Lo am Rabbi Eliezer, ela betumat Migdash ukdoshav. That's where he specified that he brings a Sa'ir. Not bitui svatayim. Okay, in other words, if it was a bitui svatayim, in case of a false oath, he would still bring a korban levi or red. It's only with regard to the tumah of the Ben HaMikdash that he brings a separate korban. Why? Hoyel v'neemar karet bo kekvuah. Because there, the same halocha of karet applies to the other korban of which are kavua. Okay? Amra papa, hachilam yisna, papa says, you know, this makes sense. And we can learn this from a svara. I need a makor. Why? The isak and Rabbi Eliezer al kulan kamar. If we thought Rabbi Eliezer was speaking about all three, which was bitui svatayim, false oaths, and shmiat kol, and tumat migdash, and not just the tumat migdash, the right? Michti sa'ir nasi. Since the sa'ir, the goat of the nasi, and the power of the mashiach, right? That the kohen gadol brings. Bimkom yachid lechatat kai, they are in place of the individual's chatat, which is the kevis or a kivzal sira. Nitninam, we should also learn what? Mashiach mevi par b'shmiat kol b'tus v'tai. We should also say then that the korban Mashiach should bring a par for the other two varying avodas. In other words, if we're saying now that the nasi has a sair, a definite korban, a specific korban, and he never has a varying korban, let's say a Kohen Gadol also. He only brings a par. He never brings a varying korban. And since we never learned that with regard, because really the sa'ir for the nasi is like a keves for an individual, a kivsa. And the par for the nasi, for the Kohen Mashiach, is like a kivsa for the regular person. Right? Just they, in place of those, bring a par, and he brings a sa'ir. So if you want to say it's across the board, we should learn the same thing according to Kohen Mashiach. And since we don't learn this with regards to Kohen Mashiach, it implies that it's a din specific in the Nasi only for that one Isur. Shvamina, atumat migdash ukdoshav kai, wa de Mashiach patur. With clear? Clear? Okay. So I'm going to Rav Huna Bered, Rav Natan, Rav Papa. Mimai, how do you know that? Dilm Rav Nezra akulu kai. Maybe Rabbi is saying that it's across the board for all three of those Yisurim. And with Mashiach, Sarah Rabbi Akiva, and with regards to Mashiach, he held Rabbi Akiva. He says, what? A Mashiach Patrim Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that he's Patrim. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer said that he's Chayev over here. But Rabbi Akiva said he's Patrim completely in all those three halochas of varying. So don't tell me because he doesn't learn it in Kohen, it has to mean as well in Nasi. No. In Nasi, he holds like in Nasi across the board. And in Kohen, Gadol, he says he's Patrim completely. And that's why I never learned it. Amalei, say, what is that? Was Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, right? Amalei Rav Huna berate Rav Natan Rav Papa, right? So now, Amalei, so now he answers him, Rav Papa answers him, says, Rav Yakiva mi patre mi par. But Rav Yakiva never says patre from a par, just says he's patre from a Halem Dava, from Olevi Ored. The two law midi. Now we've seen this a few times. We saw this at the end of Avodah Zorah as well. And that's enough. I need more proofs. I mean, that's enough of a proof. In other words, shut you up with that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Modeh Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein Mevi Asham. Right? Modeh Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein Mevi Asham. Look at Rashi here at the bottom. Vetulo midi. Rashi says, Vetul like a mikshay velo midi. You don't have to answer anymore. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hold on. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, right? Modeh Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi. The Afagav the Kam Rabbi Eliezer Hoyil v'Neimar bo Karet kekavua. The Nasi mevi Sair kebechatat kavua. He says even though we saw there that remember Rabbi Eliezer's whole din was because for him it was like a kavua in the regular korban. He says nonetheless Modeh Rabbi Kiver Inyan Asham Talui. When it comes to Asham Talui, right? That there the lav din kechatat kavua. There his din is different to a chatat kavua. The Chiyachi the Amar Leel. And Yachid Revi Hashem to Ela Al Safek Kavua, where he said there that when is an individual bring a korban, only with a specific issue, with a specific korban, but he's got a safek. Hachinami En Revi Hashem Talui Al Safek Tumato Migdash. He wouldn't bring it for the issue of the Migdash. She'af Apish in a marble karet kavua. Even though in the tomb of the Migdash, it's written just like it's written with regards to the other luchos of the kavua. Who of Enem Amash Chatat Kavua. Ein mevi Hashem talui. He says it's not really an Hashem kavua because it isn't all over your head. It's written in the same way, but we know that tumat migdash is varying. You know the wording is written like a kavua. Therefore, he would be patur. Right? Tani Tana kamed Rav Sheshet. So now Tana learned from Rav Sheshet a bright. He said like this: Hashem talui ba al tumat migdash ugdoshav. Right? He says that Tana kamed says that Hashem talui. Where does Hashem talui come for? When do you bring an Hashem talui? On Tumat Migdash. If you got a safek of Tumat Migdash. So Amalei, Tamil Khamani, who sold this to you? Shrabadezer. The Amar, Hoyo Venemar Bo Karet Ke Kavua. Mighty Nasi Seir Alea. He says that the Nasi will bring the Seir. Remember, we saw in the Mishnah, the Rabbi said that the Nasi brings a Seir. Why? Normally, a Seir would be Patur from Olevi Yored. He said, no. Because it's written like Baham Rabbi Yochanan, Mor Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein Mevi Hashem Talui. But Rabbi Yochanan said a second ago, he doesn't bring Hashem Talui. Kashia. It's a good question. We're not exactly quite sure why. Okay, let's quickly finish off the Mishnah. Okay, we're not going too long. Kohen Mashiach. So we're just going to read the Mishnah. We'll do the Gemara tomorrow. So, Kohadran Alach Hora Kohen Mashiach. We're going through this very quickly, eh? First of all, okay, I hope that was clear. Was it clear? Yeah, okay. Well, you can all tell out. It's also okay. Kohen Mashiach, Shechata, V'achar kach avar mishichuto. So now Kohen Mashiach, he sinned. And after he sinned, in other words, he's already chayib in the Korban, he then, for whatever reason, he can only be a Kohen. Right? So now, why would he be removed from becoming a Kohen?
But
why? Because he's either too old, one thing. Oh yeah, for example, he became a mummy. He was passed like a kippah, for example. He couldn't be the korban. He could the kohen gadol, right? For any reason, he was forcibly removed. That he did something wrong, but he wasn't removed because of the avera. He sinned while he made this avera while he's a kohen gadol, and for obvious reason, for various reasons. Is it note there?
It says Rambam.
He got a mum, okay?
Mum or old age.
Or old age, okay, thank you. Right? So something like that. Or v'chein nasi shechata, v'achar kach avar migedulato. Okay, here it already appears that something else happened, because you see the difference in the lashon. Avar mishichuto, avar migedulato. But maybe not, maybe I'm reading into it. Whatever the case was, right? Okay, you're saying therefore tzarat. Okay, shkoch. Like we learned at the very beginning. And I see that tzarat is removed.
Or being overthrown.
Right? Or being overthrown. Say they're overthrown. Yeah, that's why I said. Migdulato seems to imply something a bit more sinister, right? Yeah. From his greatness. Kohen Mashiach, in the case of a Kohen Mashiach, he still brings his power like he would have brought when he was a Kohen. Even though now he's no longer the Kohen. He still brings the power, because the Havamin would have been, okay, listen, all great. You sinned when you made the Aver, you were a Kohen. Had you been a Kohen, now when you brought it, you bring a power. But now you're a regular guy. Bring a Kisba or a Sira, like anybody else. Still brings the power. Vanasi may be Seir. Same thing. Vanasi, in other words, we see we're going after the time that they did the Aveira, not what they are now when they're bringing the Korban. On the other hand, Mashiach, She'avar Mashichuto, he was no longer the Kohen. V'achar kachata, he had once been the Kohen Gadol, but now he does the Chait. V'achen ha'nasi, She'avar Migdulato, v'achar kachata, and now he is doing the sin. Kohen Mashiach may be par. You see that if you're a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. You still bring a par. But ha'nasi, kehidyot. But a king, when he's removed, he's removed. He's a simple guy, and he brings a Kohen like a simple guy.